it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, we've got Dwayne Hasted on the line, and it's time for another episode of the Gardening Corner. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Terry, and everybody out there. Great day out there. It's nice, sunny out, and a good day for planting.
Yeah, feels fall-like out there this morning.
Well, those 85 and humid days were, I guess that made the crops grow, and the crops are definitely turning out there.
Yeah, they're talking like for tomorrow night's homecoming game now, Dawson Boyd hosting Mineota, which you're going to help Paul Ramo with. They're talking a low of 42 tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Some places in northern Minnesota was 31 degrees last night.
Yeah, they had a frost,
don't need that yet.
Frost advisory out, but then I saw Kelloland had a post on there, and they said we could be looking at some areas of frost towards the middle and end of next week in our listening area. So you better plan accordingly.
Yeah, so it's a good time for planting. Fall is a good time for planting because it's cooler weather, so you don't have to be so concerned about, the hot weather and watering. So we have a lot of trees and shrubs. Fall-colored trees. There's some trees here that are turning colors, so you can come and see what colors they turn. Shrubs turn colors, too. Burning bush is really pretty. Some azaleas are turning colors, so check those things out, those shrubs out.
Well, we do have some questions this morning. So
okay.
Our first one, he has a 5 to 6 foot lilac bush and wants to cut it down all the way to the ground so it can restart, and he wants to know if he should do it now or wait till spring or what.
He can do either. I mean, he can cut it down now. I don't think it's going to grow a lot yet, especially when you say it's going to be cooler. He can either do it now or a little later in the fall, or do it early spring before the growth starts, and guess when he has time to get it done. Wouldn't want to do it, like a month ago, because then you get that new growth coming, and sometimes that doesn't harden off. So anytime from now till snow flies or early next spring.
Okay, and here's another one. Somebody wants to know, they want to transplant some rhubarb, and they want to know if they should do that this fall yet or wait till spring.
I'd do it right now. I think I told a story before. I talked to a guy in Florida about perennials, and he says, we don't transplant them early enough up here. We always wait too long. So I would do it's a good time to do your transplanting now.
Okay, and here's another one. Our tomato plants did not produce this year or last. The leaves and stems dry up from the bottom, which I assume is due to a fungus or blight. Should the soil be treated in some way now this fall after we pull the plants, or do we treat it next spring? Any other suggestions for us?
I'd look at what type of tomatoes you're planting. I would get some that are probably more resistant, and I would definitely move the area that you have your tomatoes in. You could put I don't know if there's something wrong with the soil there. I doubt it, because a lot of that is airborne, but you could put a fungicide in your soil or Earth Elements, which has a fungus, believe it or not, a beneficial fungi in it, will help kill what's in the ground there. I would move the tomatoes and look at the varieties that you're planting.
Yeah, the more letters in the alphabet on the, thing, the better it is. I know that I look at that, and boy, they've got like the V and the D, and they're just one thing after another.
One, Vicidium wilt resistant, and T is tobacco. You're not supposed to smoke around your tobacco or your tomatoes, because that'll create a disease in there. So maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and then I've also read myself that if you use tomato cages from one year to the next, if you do have a fungus or blight, that you should actually sterilize those before you use them the next year, and you want to use a bleach water mixture to sterilize those, because that can carry over on them too.
Yes, also your tools, might not be a bad idea to sterilize. And you use 9 parts of water and 1 part of bleach and make a solution, and dip your tools in that, or spray your, like you said, the tomato cages down. That's a good idea.
Yep. And another question. I have a maple tree that has big bunches of white splotches on the trunk, and the bark has started cracking and splitting open in several spots. It just started doing this last couple of weeks. There's a couple of large limbs that were dead, and we trimmed them off. Would that be part of the reason?
I'd say the bottom part affected the top part of the tree, because where the bark is coming off, whatever, that means the water can't get up on that side of the tree, and that probably affected the limbs up on the top. If there's white blotches and it's kind of like a cottony substance, that's mealybugs, and I saw that yesterday on a couple of maple trees. It's where the water was held in. So if it's a mealybug type thing, if it's cottony, you gotta, I'd wash that off with that bleach solution and clean that. If there's loose bark on there, clean the bark up. If that means if it's peeling off, cut it off, and then get a pruning sealer and seal that back up there. And next spring, I'd make sure I'd, you know, do that again, and then make sure you fertilize that tree so it stays as healthy as it can.
Yeah, and I was showing you one of our Mount Royal plum tree. You know, it had this white crusty type stuff that was forming on the outside, and we had talked a little bit about that. I kind of scraped it off, but it looks like it's starting to come back a little bit now.
I would take some kind of, you know, a fungicide type thing and spray it on that area and try to kill that. And also, when you have trees and shrubs or your perennials, collect the leaves or the debris and then get rid of it. Don't put it in your compost pile, you know, throw it and get rid of it so you don't overwinter those things in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, the fungus and the bugs and all that types of stuff, the diseases. So make sure you get rid of those leaves that have fallen off, you know, diseased trees.
Well, we got through all the questions, and I know last week we wanted to talk a little bit more about fall planting, fall bulbs, and mums and things like that, and we ran out of time. So now we got some time.
Okay. Well, the fall bulbs are in. We have a lot of different types of tulips, and there's different types of tulips. There's early, you know, early blooming tulips, late blooming tulips. The ones that are probably most popular around here that have the bigger oval type head on top are Darwin tulips or trumpet tulips, and we have a lot of those in. And again, the diameter of the bulb, if that's like 1.5 inches, you take that times 3, and that's how deep you plant that bulb. So that'd be like 4.5 inches. And the point goes up. Hey, it's kind of teardrop shape. Point goes up. The roots come out of the bottom, fatter part of the bulb.
And if you don't plant it with the points up, it'll grow to China, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It probably will find the right way to go, but it sure helps by putting the... Do it right.
Yeah, do it right. And how many types of fall bulbs are there, Duane? I mean, there's a lot of different fall bulbs, isn't there?
There is, you know, there's crocus, which come up early.
Even through the snow sometimes.
Yep, miscanthus and massari. There's allium bulbs, which are kind of cool. They have the big onion. It looks like an onion, and then it has a big flower up on top with little florets all around it. Those are kind of cool. We have those. The crocus, daffodils. Those are the most popular ones around here. There's a few other odds and ends, but also roots. Iris usually plant in the fall. We have a good choice. Iris, peonies, they're not really a bulb. They're a underground root. So we have fernleaf peonies that just came in this fall. If you're looking for those are the ones that flower at Memorial Day and have the ferny leaves and are red. We have the double red ones, so those are really pretty. Again, fall is for planting, and we have, everybody thinks garden mums in the fall. There's definitely a lot of different kinds of mums, and a lot of people want the hardy garden mums. Those are the ones that you can plant out in your garden. And you have, usually we sell the Minnesota garden mums, and they're different from a lot of these mums that you see in the box stores. Those are just decorative mums that you set on your front step or whatever. And if you want the fall hardy mums, we have those, and we have 9 different colors.
Okay. Say, what if you're going to, you know, getting back to the fall bulb thing, tulips and stuff that grew this spring, should they be dug up and divided or transplanted or thinned out any time, or what should you do with that?
Well, if you do what the Holland people do, or, you know, like the festivals down like in Pella, Iowa, they dig their bulbs up every year, throw them away, and plant new ones. The Scandinavian people up here, the German people here that are a little tighter than that, probably let them go for a few years, and you could dig them up. keep the healthy ones and discard the ones that have rotten. But probably a better choice is to buy new bulbs.
Yeah. And
they do wear out.
But you got to make sure that you plant those fall bulbs. They got to go through a cooling period before they'll come up next spring, right?
Yep. The fall bulbs are plants that have to go through at least an eight-week chilling period, cooling period. And so you have to plant them in the fall so they'll bloom in the spring. Other bulbs like dahlias and gladiolas won't make the winter, so those are spring bulbs that you have to plant in the spring. And so you should plant your fall bulbs, and they're available at your, you know, local nursery or whatever now. So this is the time to be planting them.
Yeah, and then there will be some bulbs that you'll probably have to dig up once we get that frost, like the calla lilies and dahlias,
the calla
things
lilies
like that.
And the cannas have to come up. The dahlias got to dig up. And then what you do is let them dry a little, dig them up, knock off the dirt, prune them up, and then let them dry a little bit. And then you can put a fungicide dust on them so it to keep them from rotting. And then you can store them like in a cooler spot. And some people store them in peat moss just to absorb some of that moisture so it doesn't keep really moist, because that's when they rot. So
yeah, and you don't want them to freeze over the winter either.
Well, you don't want them to get really cold for a long period of time. So you want to keep them cool but not frozen.
Yeah. And then when you plant those fall bulbs, you want to put some bone meal down with them or fertilize them a little bit too?
You want to put, you know, a good balanced fertilizer that maybe has a little more phosphorus in it. Phosphorus encourages the rooting part of it, and bone meal is phosphorus. So bone meal is a good selection there. Blood meal isn't. Blood meal is a lot of nitrogen, so not blood meal, bone meal. And if you want a repellent, blood meal will be a repellent. And talking about that, if you have deer problem, which, you know, deer are becoming active, and there are a lot of deer out there, a deer repellent, which is a liquid spray that you can spray on your trees or shrubs or whatever else they're eating, that'll help protect them over the winter. And talking about tree guards, there's a plastic tree guard that goes on your trees, and that helps from the deer and mice and winter damage. So those things should be going on pretty soon. And if you have a wrap, I was just at a place yesterday that had a cloth wrap on some, you know, 3-inch diameter trees, and they've had them on there for a couple of years, and I took them all off, and they were starting to rot under there. And that's where I saw those mealy bugs. And so if you have a cloth wrapping on there, you better take that off and let it dry out, and then put a plastic wrap on there so it can breathe but still get protection from the deer and even sun scald.
Well, we're out of time, Duane, already, so we're gonna let you go. Yeah, it went by fast. So, you know, it's time to, we'll talk to you next Thursday, I guess.
You bet. And if you have questions during the week, just give us a call at Heather Nursery in Floral, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
Okay, talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. See you, Terry.
Yep.